I use one word in my rhyme because I want this word to explode again and again in your brain. Think about it in different ways. It's a repetition which is not supposed to be repeatedly copied. Each time is something else. Let me give you an example for that. I don't know if you need it or not. You know that the translation of Quran is somewhat prohibited and somewhat impossible. Because it's poetic language. And there are so many references over there which they don't mean literally. But they mean something more than that. There is a guy, the only one that I know who was successful in translating somehow Quran in Persian language. This is Khawaja Abdullah Ansari. He is one of the greatest, and he is one of the rarest one, because remaining in the religious extreme, being 100% religious, and being the Sheikh of Sufis somehow doesn't go together. He is there. And his translation is always like this. First, literal translation, which translate to Arabic words only. Then, the Irfani way of translation. Okay? You know that Quran has different surah. Each surah starts with what? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This guy who has translated it, each Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim has another translation because it belongs to this surah. It relates to that. It's one sentence translated differently in like one word, which should be translated differently in the different texts, right? To relate to that. Knowing all that, we come back to this. Do not try to put it all together to have a clear understanding about the verse, because it's always more than that. You should let your curiosity look around for all the hints, not even the different meanings in the word. Because that's the way we may succeed better in translating the poetic language. Because it was chosen just for this at the beginning. Everybody knows that it's easier to talk, not to recite poems. But they did it this way. Because they wanted you to open these blinders of the language and thinking system and intelligence system. Logic. That straightforward thing. And the subject is, what is the subject that we are talking about? Main subject. Start from the beginning. The subject is harp, that magical word, is the moment, is the present, is how you could feel good. That simple. How is he trying to do it? He made 6 books to take us to somewhere. Because there are 7 steps to take. The first one is yearning that is not teachable. You had it, therefore you are here. So, the first book starts with the second phase of that journey, which is?
Knowledge.
Excuse me?
Love.
It's love. And strangely, book 1 Now, if somebody asks you about maybe love stories in Macedonia, you will find in other books a lot of love story, not here. But later you will see, I hope one day inshallah some of you will do the research, and you will see that the only place that Rumi stood up to let you have it really, the meaning of love, is book one. Mainly by telling you what love is not. Do not mistake love with this. Do not mistake it with that. But in a story cleverly, he described love, remember? Very poetically, very delightfully, he talked about love. We will come back to that later. We know that in the story of Parrot, Rumi will let you see what love is. But we cannot start with love. He said, before going too long, we have to start with you. You have a problem. What's your problem? Intelligence. Why your biggest problem is intelligence? Isn't that a good question to say, okay, you're intelligent, you know what? Your major problem is your intelligence. You're not trying to connect to this six-year-old boy, remember? The six-year-old boy will ask you this simple question. Wait a minute. You say, my problem is intelligence? Why? Why should my main problem be my intelligence? I believe my main problem is my inheritance. My problem is the time I'm living.
Yes.
Because it wants to run everything.
Exactly. It is. No, it wants. Because your intelligence is running everything. Who is running the show in your life? Your intelligence, right? So the problem is there. Because all the benefits are there. That's how it works. Yin and yang. We don't say intelligence is bad. Nobody could say that. No intelligent person could say intelligence is bad. What we are saying is this intelligence of you is running the show. Then you don't feel good because you are ignored. You are ignored because that intelligence is not you. Is it? All of you believe that it is. You say no. That's handmaiden for you. But you place the handmaiden in place of the king, prime minister, or whatever, president, that's a better term. You make this one president, and this president is running the show. That's the problem. And if you say this president of us is perfect, you could say that.